Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production hormone imbalances, and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMaker are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Thank you. we're back with Gary Richard Arnold. Gary is, without a doubt, the most knowledgeable about secret orders, 10 schools, and the cartels, both on the left and the right, that are heading us toward a New World Order apocalypse. The funny thing is, we call it an apocalypse, which basically means the unveiling. And the unveiling doesn't occur with these agencies inside the government or regulatory agencies or medical schools or law schools. It occurs on live radio, like on our show. That's where the apocalypse happens, the unveiling. So what do you want to unveil today, Gary?
Well, we've got, I think we'll talk a little bit about Elliot Abrams, the a new appointee by Donald Trump as the ambassador to Venezuela, and his deep state credentials.
Oh, yeah. Abrams has got some very bad credentials. Let's go through all the specifics. Cause you have all these guys, how can I say it, their details, including if they're your mama, then you know whether their baby has an inner inzi or outsy. You know the digital pattern on their footprints that were stamped on their little baby prints when they were a baby. These people are bad. Elliot Abrams is another bad guy, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. He's a member of the Council.
Why is Trump putting these idiots in power? Why is he surrounding himself with...
I don't know. He might be, a couple more appointments like this, it's over. This is... This Venezuela is the exact same project that they used in the Middle East. They used in Central America, where they go in with the communists and then they pull back for international socialists who, after they've cleaned the country out like Venezuela, would be, 3 million people and adjusting it for the superimposition for the, their world government cronies.
Right.
Elliot Abrams has done this before. He's a member of the Project for a New American Century. He's worked with Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush. he was married to, until his wife died, Midge Dechter is married to Norman Podhertz. And he's the editor of Commentary, which is a Jewish national magazine. Midge Dechter was a member of the League for Industrial Democracy, which used to be the Intercollegiate Socialist Society. So, they're steeped in supporting socialism, which concentrates the power for the elite to rule. Now, Abrams was also involved with the 9/11 a conspiracy, according to Steve Piesnik. I'm not sure how to pronounce his name. It looks Czechoslovakian or something. But he was in charge of the bin Laden team to go get bin Laden. And according to Steve Piesnik, is that bin Laden died in 2001 from the Marfan syndrome. And also on the left or liberal side, Seymour Hersh also said that bin Laden died in 2001. But the other people that this person that has worked for so many different presidents, he says the people that were involved in directly, he says, with 9/11, and he says he's willing to go before a grand jury and to name a general or two that that gave him more specific information. But among these conspirators is Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz, Stephen Hadley, Elliot Abrams, and Condoleezza Rice. He calls
right.
that those people
these
were directly
the...
involved in 9/11.
Right. In other words, we have a 9/11 co-conspirator when Trump as a builder knows damn well that the World Trade Center tower was a controlled demolition, right?
Right. Now listen to this. Elliot Abrams goes to a schoolhouse in New York called the Little Red Schoolhouse, and it's not because the outside of it is painted red. It's because of Marxism being red. The Little Red Schoolhouse was founded by a Marxist lesbian called Elizabeth Irwin. And Again, the Fabian Socialist School with a master's degree in international relations. Elliot Abrams went to the London School of Economics. So he's deep in conspiracies, steeped in the Fabian Socialist Society, which met with, Daniel Coit Gilman, who incorporated Skull and Bones at the turn of the last century. So these people continue to go on. But he got a master's degree in international relations at the Fabian Socialist School. Now, they did the same thing with Nicaragua. You know, they told the so-called Contra funds, guess what happened to the money that was supposed to go to the Contras? It ended up in the wrong Swiss bank account. Now, give me a break. I mean, this is like getting rid of Bin Laden's body over the board of a ship. I mean, how much are Americans going to believe the national media out there? I mean, it's just incredibly, incredibly bad. And they said they did the same thing in El Salvador, the only country in the world named after our Savior, you know, Jesus Christ. And what they did there, D'Abusson won a popular election. Yet what we did was move in and appoint an international banker that was connected with the Rockefellers and a co-founder of the Communist Party in El Salvador as the so-called moderate. This is pretty much what we're doing in Venezuela by pushing this other guy that's hunkered in and connected with the nations and the international social democrats. So, or socialists, they put the whole word on it. It's not just social justice or social reform. It's socialist Democrats. But this is the same thing, the same plan, the same template that we used during the Marshall Plan. After the countries were destroyed, after, you know, World War II, keeping it going as long as they could, they came in with the Marshall Plan, and to make sure that the countries were docile and cooperative with their regional plans for a European Union, the funds were sent to Europe to support some groups that were more conducive to it and to go after others. Now, the person that put this in place and kind of took it away, gave it a different face, was Red Ronnie, or Ronald Reagan. He put together the National Committee for Democracy.
A lot of people don't understand that Ronnie was red, wasn't he?
Oh, yes. He put together the National Endowment for Democracy, and according to the New York Times, about 2.2 million went to the anti-Chavez group in Venezuela during just the turn of our century, like 15 years ago. Right. But the National Endowment for Democracy spins off two or three other groups, and that's what they've done around the borders of Russia, which makes them a little bit shaky because they've got, you know, all that wealth and minerals because of the huge landmass, and they see, you know, the New World Order, the people that were supposed to relax and back off after the Soviet Union fell. But no, they, you know, they want to keep pushing so that they can knock out Russia, get rid of their plutocrats and dictators, and replace them with the their New World Order, having their own vassals controlling various fiefdoms rather than anybody independent or nationalistic. So, we just see this, time and time again. But for people to believe that, you know, Bin Laden was killed during the Obama...
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Oh, you know, putting him in a casket drilled full of holes so it would drop to the bottom of the ocean. I mean, if that wouldn't piss off the Muslim community, you know, they're supposed to be buried with their head faced towards Mecca. And they said they did that to not upset the Muslims. So,
yeah, I mean, they're liars. I mean, they don't even dress up their lie to make it believable, do they?
No, they're so stupid.
I think I can still hear. I can hear a speaker. By the way, I hear some echo going back. I think you need to turn your speaker down.
Let me go down one thing on this a little more.
There
maybe
you go.
That'll take a little bit. But
okay.
Yeah, the things that we're given to, shoe on isn't worth throwing into our...
To me, it's mind-boggling that we put up with this foolishness, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, well, it's all those Cronkites and serious people on CNN and CBS and actually Fox, too. So it's amazing that people can't think for themselves. If they go to the... he was thrown overboard on the USS Vinson, and I guess there's an interview with the chef and also with the captain and so forth, and of course they're told by the captain not to say anything. That's what a few of them said, but they're so proud that they were on the ship that, had the body of bin Laden. So so that's the story. And there's a famous picture with the people that are supposed to be watching this Operation Neptune Spear, where they went in to break into bin Laden's so-called, estate or fortress there. And the picture was taken, according to insiders, the monitors weren't even on. That was a totally staged picture.
Wow.
I mean, it's like Sandy Hook. It's like the Covington Catholic High School there on the steps where, National Review and E.C. Cup and all these other people you see on Fox and other places let loose trying to ignite violence against these kids. But everything is a kabuki and a theater, just like...
Right.
Christine Blasey Ford over here.
I call her MK Ultra Vampire, what she is.
Exactly, yeah. No, her father was. In fact, her father was involved in assassination. So I think Trump's getting in too deep with too many of these people. There's no reason he should have anybody like Elliot Abrams around. That's way too dangerous. He said Bolton. Why can't I say his name? Bolton.
Another monster, yeah. Well, it reminds me of the statement by Jimmy Carter that when he told him he had to be surrounded by specific people or else, he cried in the White House. I'm thinking, Trump, don't act like an ass, okay? These people don't need to be within 1,000 miles of the White House or any position of power. I mean, this is ridiculous, isn't it? And we're not idiots out here. We know what you're doing, Trump. You're just becoming another scared vassal of the globalist satanic elite, period.
Yeah, no, he needs to get his friends in there right away and remove some of these other deadly people. Of course, Ross Perot, he got the word and... He did an about face. He threatened his kids. They threatened him. He didn't see a way to get around it, and he just backed off.
Right.
And being in that position, if they were going to kill, I don't care if they kill me, but if they went after my family or something like that, that would get my attention, and I'd have to make my decision whether I would sacrifice my family. I think I would, unfortunately. I hope they're, I don't understand me already, but I think their future and their freedom is worth standing up to what's coming rather than a slow kill. Hell with this, let's get the truth out.
Yeah, I would take a little different approach. I take an uber aggressive, a polydimensional attack and destroy mission against them. And Deagle's capable of that. Both non-lethal and lethal entropic weapons in this realm, spiritual realm weapons that would destroy them on a spiritual level, and eternal destruction. And believe me, I can mete it out. People have no idea who I actually really am and what I can do. But I'm going to tell you right now, people, what Gary's telling you here is he's the most expert person I've ever met, knowing all the identities of these people in the secret orders. And the fact that Trump's got all these people around him makes me very disgusted. For example, he did not take my advice. Why would he dialogue or even accept this agreement with the Democrats regarding this long thing of 35 days with a shutdown and then declare a state national emergency and say, well, we're just going to go to the Supreme Court? It's like, why did you dialogue with the Democrats in the first place? They want open borders. Wasting time. Why does he let the people like Nikki Haley be the United Nations director, and then she goes? And why does he have John Lightning Bolton and all these other people around him that, to me, are global, or we call right-sided globalists? and Satan.
Well, we're going to look at the Supreme Court maybe right after your next break and go into the details of just who John Roberts and his law firm is and what they stand for. But anyway, it's
very
important
bad,
for people to know who these names are so that there's consequences to their actions, which is really a death sentence and a jail sentence for the rest of the world.
Yeah, in other words, we're being meted out unfair judgments and destruction on the basis of people that Trump is surrounding himself with. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetaline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Vascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radical, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power-C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
Gary Richard Arnold. By the way, your website is news-expose.org. News-expose.org. Gary, it's going to be good when you get your show regular, because you're going to be regularly doing the show. If you want to expand beyond 1 hour, we have more space and time. We also have the opportunity to have it archived with not only searchability with commas, but also AI searchability with audio, which I'm building with Simon over on Deagle Network. It will be the first, actually, audio searchable beyond Alexa, which is for Amazon, anywhere. We're building what's called a audio and video neocortex for the human race to actually get with it. The problem is they're not going to get with it just looking at Fox News on television. They're not getting it with it with 99% of the so-called alternative broadcasters on Genesis Network or Republic Network or any independent so-called podcaster that's a Me Too. They're going to get with it if they listen to programs like ours with selected top hosts that have got decades under their belt of knowing and experiencing the truth that isn't open to your damned opinion. Our life experiences and our knowledge earned with a lot of pain and suffering is not open to your opinion out there. Now, you need to listen up and then ask your questions. But, Gary, I want you to open up. We've got this so-called New Green Deal, which is garbage. We've got Trump's bad border deal, which now he's trying to supplement it by declaring a state of emergency the day after. The optics of that doesn't look good at all, does it? The day after he signs the day he signs the agreement with the dumb Democrats, it's not a good deal at all, is the same day he actually declares a state emergency. This is so, you know, he eventually will probably get through the Supreme Court, but he's going to go through hell, through the Ninth Circuit Court of Disappeal, okay, and other things. He should have just moved forward, shouldn't he? It's ridiculous what's going on. See, the same thing with 5G network being pushed and toxic recycled water and even trade deals with other countries. You can't fix North Korea until you have...
Venezuela was the same thing, again, that happened in El Salvador. And you really have to give credit to those people. I mean, it's the only nation in the world named after our Savior. And the demise of their country was the objectives of the conspiracy. And there was a right coalition which won the election. People risked their lives dodging bullets, coming to the polls and voted by tens of thousands, and they were threatened by, you know, the communists there and the New World Order. In fact, Reagan's Secretary of State, Haig, stated in advance that the election, that should the people elect representatives from the right, they would put forth a plan to pull military, financial, and aid plug and let the Salvadorians fall to the socialist or communist, you know. So we've got the same thing going on here. They just want somebody who's more cooperative that will make the contracts with Shell Oil and BP and Standard and the rest of them so they can get access and put their oil wells in there. They've already gotten rid of the so-called population that might be in their way. creating immigration and forcing 3 million people on the other countries, making them weak and having to put up, you know, their resources, to, you know, immigration has always been a plan. It's been, not a friendly, attack on a country, like a Trojan horse where you're fooled for maybe the first night. But immigration is, has been a long-term plan. It's in the, you know, the, it's in the Illuminati, goals. It's in the
You can't do it half-hearted.
The Communist Manifesto. It's in, you know, it's virtually in all of these globalist testaments and policies and white papers.
I want to throw in a few of my we call post SOTU or State of the Union address solutions for POTUS. But by the way, if you're listening, Trump or Trump associates or family, listen up, because you're not doing this, Trump. Number one, we should have a Bracero 2 program where they bust them from their home country, so you don't need to get birth control pill or have human traffickers. They need to track our anklets so we can track to a cubic meter where the hell they are. We need to give half their wages until they return home to their home nation by bus and food so that they go back to their home nation safely. Secondly, we need to restart that Bracero 2 program to get temporary labor for maybe agricultural picking, harvesting, food. But beyond that, we don't want to have tons of immigrants here destroying the work ability for black and Hispanic. 40% of the blue-collar and a lot of white-collar jobs in the next 10 years are going to disappear through robotics and AI. We also don't want girls and young women being raped all the way to the border by human traffickers. Syria. They need drones, remote warriors, preemptive destruction of infrastructure, jamming communications, and interdiction of recruits in EU, Canada, United States, Britain, etc., by monitoring them, by going into the mosques and listening to the imams that are recruiting second and third generation Muslim boys, primarily, to do terrorism. And they need to shut down the mosque and deport these guys and put them into prison. North Korea, we need humanitarian food aid and trade schools that can be set up in their country tied directly to on-site military forces, disassembly of nuclear and missile silos. I don't want any more talk. I don't want more photo ops with Kim smiling and videos of horses racing across the water of the East China Sea. It's ridiculous. North Korea is a situation where we need to tell China no deal with China and trade. In fact, we need to revoke what's called the World Trade Center status and no trade at all with China until they keep their hands off North Korea and agree to intellectual property and stop building this called Belt and Road system, which is them trying to get countries into debt up to their eyeballs, then taking over their seaports and their means of communication from South America, Asia, Middle East, etc. And they're doing this all over the world. Okay, so I've directly conflicted with the Harley Schlanger and the Roos Foundation. They're always just stamping, it's fine what China's doing. It's not fine. And they also need a multilateral trade treaty tied to also a nuke treaty. China's laughing their head off that Russia's been in violation of the INF. They're doing nothing. We need a Grenada-style denuking of Larochia Island. The U.S. shouldn't give them advance notice. Just damn well show up and get the nukes out of there and put notice. And the way to give notice to Putin and his oligarchs is freeze their bank accounts. Mr. Putin and his oligarch maniacs, Putin himself has a cut of everything in Russia. He is not only a communist dictator, he's a rich communist dictator, worth $40 billion, okay? He's not there out there with, you know, with Soros, with Bezos, but he's up there about a quarter of the value of Mr. Bezos. Did you know that? About a quarter of the value.
Yeah, well, you look at Mr. Olag, whatever his name is, that owns the largest aluminum manufacturing or mining organization in the world. He's a Russian oligarch, and he's been part of MITRE out of Langley, Virginia, which has been producing the chemtrails for the last 20 years. And he's right on their list.
It was part of their New World Order thing. They're actually making the aluminum to put in the upper atmosphere. That's changing the albedo of the planet and changing the upper atmosphere to a plasma so they can actually use scalar weapons. And by the way, on the New World Order level, we are collaborating with the Russians on scalar warfare against the climate of the planet and geotectonic warfare, triggering off earthquakes and volcanoes like we did 5+6 years ago when we actually triggered off an earthquake in western China to kill 180,000 Chinese, including 90,000 children. People don't know this, but Dr. Deagle does. Also,
yeah,
we need multilateral.
They want to break away from the New World Order so that they, you know, they've got a nice chunk of land and they've got, you know, some culture and some history there, and they'd like to keep it under their control rather than have to bow to a New World Order, although they'd like to, you know, enforce their own elite. And I think that's actually fair. It's up to the people to take down, you know, the tyrants of their own country. That's what should be happening in Mexico and Honduras,
right.
El Salvador, and the rest of them. But what we have is Trump replicating Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan campaigned in New Hampshire and Florida, attacking the trilateralists. But I've got this Wednesday, May 28, 1980, Los Angeles Herald Examiner. And it says, policymakers around candidate Reagan. One, George Shultz, CFR, Charles Walker, CFR, Alan Greenspan, CFR, Murray Wattenbaum, CFR, Irving Kristol, the founder of the neocons, and on the CIA payroll that printed a magazine in England to support the Fabian Socialist is one of his advisors, William E. Simon, you know, CFR, William Casey, the Atlantic Council, and he was partner with Armin Hammer, whose father founded the American Communist Party. Caspar Weinberger, Trilateral Commission, part of Bechtel and George Shultz network. Donald Rumsfeld, not only a CFR member, but Atlantic Council. People need to look up Atlantic Council and see how dangerous that is, and they'll see some familiar names. Same with William P. Rogers, CFR, Atlantic Council.
Right.
But,
yeah, and then what we need already, and people need to realize there's various plants within the Communist Chinese and the Russians that are collaborating with the New World Order. For example, we need a multilateral nuke treaty with Russia, China, North Korea, and any other country that has or could have potentially nukes for EMP. We call it the weapon of indignation. We also need to make sure that the weaponization of the South China Sea stops. It's ridiculous. They're threatening even our bombers and our airplanes in the area. What the hell do they want? Do they want to have us start a war over this? The Chinese, to me, are schizophrenic. They want to have world peace and world trade, and they're pushing this Belt and Road, and they're putting nations into debt up to their eyeballs, and America basically is not waking up to it. Trump should wake up to the fact that you can have Belt and Road if you have multiple nations involved, and they don't leverage the debt to nations, so they end up going in debt and then handing over seaports and other military bases to the Chinese. This is dangerous. This is literally a lineup to World War III. And we don't realize it won't be just Russia we'll be dealing with. We'll be dealing with China. And China is involved, by the way, with Venezuela. It's not just Russia. Remember, the Rosatom facility outside Moscow gave the North Koreans not only rockets but also targeting technology from the 90s. The Chinese are involved with giving material, nuclear fuel for solid fuel rockets, etc. So both of them are collaborating, and they're using North Korea as a proxy. I don't think.
Yeah,
where
you can find this, the conduit is hard, and people need a pencil and paper for this because the name is spelled weird. But Schwartzman Scholars, founded in 2016, Schwartzman was the vice president of Blackstone, which was headed by Pete Peterson, head of the Council on Foreign Relations. Stephen A. Schwartzman is a member of Skull and Bones. You know, went through Yale. Had a 1 year's master's from a Chinese university, and it says these scholars are modeled after Rhodes Scholarship at Oxford. So that's the Fabian Socialist pushing world government. If you go to Schwartzman College, and it's SchwartzmanScholars.org, and look at the pictures of the people that they are making, teaching them globalism, you know, to develop and to connect, just like the Ford Foundation said their purpose was to so alter the U.S. that it could comfortably merge with the Soviet Union. The same is true with China and the rest of the world. It's a world government organization, and it says 45% of the participants come from the U.S., 35% from China, and the rest from around the world. The Institute of International Education in the U.S. administers the Fulbright scholarships, will initially be responsible for the international and American selection process. If you know anything about J. William Fulbright, United World Federalist, you know, pro-world government, the whole deal. But this is Yale in China. This has directly to do with the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, Pete Peterson. The good guys on the right fell for a movie that was produced by Pete Peterson, USA Taxation or something like that, that had a segment with Ron Paul in it. So they all went there like lemmings just because Ron Paul was in it, but they had one of the 10 school admission organization there soliciting people to join whatever their new front was at that particular time. But we keep falling for false, we spin our wheels on stuff they throw out there that are ineffective and actually supporting the other side. So people just need to be damn alert. Check things out. There's plenty of good things to do.
Honestly, people are not stupid. I got rid of the word stupid years ago. People are viciously ignorant. They want to spit on the messenger, to growl at us enough, they think we'll shut up. We're not going to shut up. We're also not going to disappear. In fact, as we spread our wings out further to all the podcast platforms, video and podcast, to many more stations and networks. We're on right now Rants Network, Red State Talk Radio, and Revolution Radio. We're spreading out to many more AM/FM stations and other networks, and we're going to get our word out. And you can't ignore us.
This Chinese Communist Schwarzman University that they have in China, it includes Henry Kissinger, who would ever think, Richard Haass, the present president of the Council on Foreign Relations, and Condoleezza Rice, who we've been told by the head of the Obama team was instrumental in directly connected with 9/11. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, we're not talking, light stuff here. You need a pencil and paper when you get on with us.
Containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals.
Even through their
it contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses. Hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels. Valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic. Milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart. And bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Sale, and the code, by the way, is LOVE. It's the Valentine's Day sale right through to midnight on the 19th. It's my birthday. And I got to tell you, I'm so happy I made it to 67, and I'm still vigorous and alert and able to battle. And I'm going to tell you, I want people to know that I love the human race. I love truth. And I am fearless. I am not afraid of the devil or any of his damn minions here, the people of clay and iron. And that, by the way, is my other website. I have three websites. NutriMedical, our nutritional functional medicine website with all our shows and links. Deagle Network, which is not only our audio and video link, which is all of our audio shows there across index, so you can search them. We're also going to have it for some of our co-broadcasters and radio.co. They may opt to have it over there at a small cost to actually have it audio and AI audio searchable indexed over there. But my website for above top secret, classified, Masonic, satanic, whatever, and above top secret site is Clay and Iron. In fact, some of your articles, believe it or not, get posted over there at clayandiron.com. God gave me that name almost 30 years ago when he gave me the books Clay and Iron and Abortion Armageddon. Because clay is human flesh and iron is the transdimensional entities running them. People think that evil is just like, you know, disturbed people that are mentally ill. No, no, no. Mental illness gets too much credit. This is evil, satanic evil run by transdimensional entities that are literally like the demoniac of the Gadarenes where Jesus crossed the Sea of Galilee to cast out the demons into the pigs, and the pigs were so disturbed they committed suicide, okay? So you gotta understand, when you get people like Elliot Abrams and these other people surrounding Donald Trump that he keeps appointing, these are people of clay and iron, just like Hillary Clinton. Why do you think she's not in jail, not wearing orange jumpsuit? She's the highest level female warlock in the Western world. She's got goods on thousands of people. If she goes to jail, thousands of them go to jail or get executed, okay? That's how bad it is. People don't get this, do they?
No, the heart of understanding is conspiracy and the fact that they're evil and that they lie, that this is not accidental. It's not social justice to reform this item or that item. You can link almost or much of the world's, you know, problems. I mean, there's going to be problems. I mean, we're here to deal with.
They're all doable. There's not a problem that I cannot provide in instant or a logical, workable solution to anything, whether it's the oceans with too much plastic, the defensive Earth strategy against incoming comets, coronal mass ejection, repairing the ozone layer and the magnetosphere of the Earth. There is not a problem, including generating power or power distribution using plasma distribution lines, that I can't propose immediately, including reduction of disease states without vaccines. You know what the problem is? The problem is evil people and people that have demonically energized, avatared by literally like a video game, their soul by evil entities. That's what's going on here, including with your pastors preaching false gospels like the gospel there's a millennium or a hell or that Jesus is just a prophet. No. Jesus is God in the flesh. There's no hell. There's the abyss where you get annihilated. And there's no such thing as the devil coming back with the millennium. No. You got to understand that the Islam is not safe. I watched this morning a stupid false news where this woman was really upset by Omar, who basically is anti-Semitic. You got to understand these Muslims want to get rid of not just Jews, but Christians and anybody that opposes Islam. These people are dangerous. We should not allow any Muslims in this country. And we should take the ones we have and start sequentially going through and analyzing whether they're truly American or deport them. Okay? This is a very sick situation. 52% of Muslims would support Sharia law, which is against the Constitution, and 20% would even kill fellow Americans if called by Islam. Do you understand that, people? This is not open to discussion. This is their own internal poll, believe me or not.
Yeah, no, the world order is seeking the balkanization of the United States. And, of course, they're working on this nation of Pacifica. But iron, stone, or clay and iron, or whatever it is.
Clay and iron, CLAYANDIRON.com, clay and iron.
Okay, well, you reproduced this information about John Roberts. We're all talking about, Trump's thing going to the Supreme Court. Let's just look at Mr. John Roberts here. He worked with William French Smith and C. Boyden Gray. C. Boyden Gray worked for Earl Warren. They both have attended Bohemian Grove, so they worship the big, Allah Moloch or Allah, whatever the hell it is. John Roberts, Jr., a law firm is Hogan and Hartson, and it serves the Manhattan money mob of the Rothschilds and Rockefellers. Alger Hiss's story is repeated in the person of C. Boyden Gray. At the recommendation of Felix Frankfurter, part of the secret society Parashim, Alger Hiss was made a law clerk to Oliver Wendell Holmes. The plan of Felix Frankfurter and Paul Warburg was to have a socialist economy in the United States, and Warburg and Frankfurt were early members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Again, this is a guy, Schwartzman, Skull and Bones, that has these scholarships in China. Anyway, Frankfurter worked for Colonel Mandel House, the father of the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, even progressive, Theodore Roosevelt wrote a letter to Frankfurter. He says, "You've taken an attitude which seems to me to fundamentally be that of Trotsky and other Bolshevik leaders in Russia, fraught with mischief to the country. You are engaged in excusing and precisely like the Bolsheviks in Russia, who are the murderers and encouragers of murders, who are traitors to their ally, to civilization, as well as the United States." And people will find that in the book called Reds in America by Whitney Beckman Press, 1924.
Wow.
And then Roosevelt, this is Theodore Roosevelt, had the harsh, the ugly words for the Intercollegiate Social Society, which is now the Fabian Socialist. Organizer was Felix Frankfurter and Skull and Bones E.H. Harriman. He called them the enemy of the Republic. Now, C. Boyden Gray, who's very active in intelligence and so forth, was a point man, was a law clerk for Earl Warren. Now, Earl Warren initially was an anti-communist and anti-crime, but then his father got murdered. They never found out what happened to his father, and then he switched 180 degrees, and he was Thomas Dewey's choice for vice president. The incorporator, one of the incorporated people with for the Council on Foreign Relations was John Foster Dulles. He's part of a group called Republican Advance, backed by Henry Luce, Skull and Bones. And then it was organized later and replaced with the Ripon Society. If people go to the Ripon Society, you can identify and get rid of these damn phony Republicans that are committed to global government. If somebody... figure out a lot of things and be beyond being fooled every time and tricked. But Earl Warren was elected to state attorney general way back in 38. His manager was Murray Chotiner. Murray and Jack Chotiner handled several hundred mob cases. This is the crime stuff. Chotiner was called to testify before the McClellan Committee, and gangster Mickey Cohn and Chotiner got money from Nixon. Chotiner and Jack Ruby, Mr. Rubenstein, the man who silenced or killed Oswald, was a part, of this network. In fact, right. Richard Nixon sent out a thing. It says, "It is my sworn testimony that one Jack Rubenstein of Chicago, noted as a potential witness for the hearing of the House Committee on Un-American Activities, is performing informational functions for the staff of Congressman Richard M. Nixon, a representative from California. It is requested that Rubenstein not be called for open testimony in the aforementioned hearing." So you've got Nixon tied with Prescott Bush Skull and Bones, and of course George H.W. Bush. He appoints him to ambassador, he appoints him to represent the UN. He's connected with Rubenstein or Jack Ruby that killed Oswald because they wanted to kill JFK, and the guy that was running in 1964 was Nelson Rockefeller. And Nelson Rockefeller got defeated in California by Barry Goldwater through an operation that I was involved in to get turn L.A. County for Goldwater at that time. But I was up there at the Cow Palace. I saw all the things that were going on, and you can take it to the bank. The Ripon Society was formed, and you can look it up. This is Wikipedia. This isn't some secret volume or somebody hallucinating. You can look it up on dopey Wikipedia. Ripon Society was formed the day JFK was murdered.
Wow. Doesn't surprise me at all.
But, I mean, these guys are organized and coordinated, and it's a shame there's so many
people. By the way, there's coordination behind the scenes from the left and the right. You know,
oh, absolutely. It's Hegelian. I just talked about Republican Advance and the Ripon Society and mainstream Republicans.
Well, look at the Republicans kind of in a fit over the fact that Trump, the day he signs this agreement, which is pretty poor, in fact, some counties can actually override the idea of building a wall in their particular section of their county on the U.S.-Mexican border. I mean, how ridiculous.
Well, Wendell Willkie, the wife of Davenport, who was Skull and Bones, Marcia Davenport, wrote that she was sitting in their house when they were deciding to put Wendell Willkie forward. Wendell Willkie wrote a book called, well, he didn't write a book, it was ghostwritten by Joseph Fels Barnes, who was a communist, wrote a book called One World. It's the same communist that wrote Eisenhower's book, Crusade in Europe, Joseph Fels Barnes. So, you know, the Republicans have been put forth by many of these Skull and Bones people. And, you know, you can go from, Wendell Willkie to Dewey to Eisenhower. In fact, Eisenhower was set up to be the nominee for the Democrats. And you can go back and look at the book, The Politician. I believe it's a free download. If you read that one book, it'll straighten you out about left, right, and the stupid game of Republican-Democrat. It'll put you above the dopes that are watching TV or the left-right paradigm.
Yeah. Well, what people should start understanding is it's culminating. In fact, it's my gut feeling, not geopolitical or prophetic, but my gut feeling that Donald Trump is the last, at least pseudo-president of the United States. And he's significantly not even using the power he has beside what he has given. For example, since the 70s, he's had the right to declare a state of national emergency. And Republicans are enraged over him doing this, which is ridiculous. And states like California and Ocasio-Cortez.
You look at Mitch McConnell, and you look at his wife and their deals with the red Chinese communist empire. It's the same as Dianne Feinstein, who has had communist Chinese spies with her since the 1970s. And even the FBI and the news media is saying he's only been around for 20 years and he's only a driver. Hell, we find stuff that he's the director of her office on her own damn stationery and news press. But we're being lied to so bad. The same thing as, people have heard me. I'm in the heart of Panetta. Stanley on Panetta is a communist collaborator. We have two monuments to one of the worst, most successful communist spies ever. We got two plaques on the courthouse steps. And this last week, I had my friend with me, and he was able to record. I addressed Don Lane, who was Leon Panetta's campaign manager and gave the key to the city of Santa Cruz to Angela Davis in 2015. I walked up to him. I said, do you regret any of that? And all we got was a no comment. So, it still is a hardcore communist here, and people are living in a dream world.
Right. When they say that socialism can have socialism along with capitalism, forget it. Socialism is like having cancer. It's whether you got metastatic or stage one, it's cancer.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net.